made a race.
All right, joining us right now is one of two of our drivers starring on the front row of tomorrow's Cookout Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium. Driver the number 17, RFK Racing Ford Mustang, Chris Buescher. Per earlier, we'll get straight to questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll go straight to you. We'll go to Jacob, and then we'll go to Jenna.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Chris, the Coliseum out there in Los Angeles was not kind to you the last 3 years. What did you find here that maybe was different than LA that worked for you?
Yeah, the this is really distracting, by the way. Let's keep looking over my shoulder. But, you know, for us, a lot of things we learned about what not to do there. And we weren't good any of the times we went, and we were steadily found some things that were a little bit better, but ultimately needed a pretty big overhaul. And I would say that Priest has been a pretty big mover for us on some of these flat short tracks. You know, some of the things that he's done through the years that have worked really well. They've really, last year they kind of excelled in this style of race, right? And that was really beneficial to RFK as a whole. So it's kind of one of the things we talked about a lot through media day and all that, and how we expected it to be better for us overall, and it's already showing, right? We got a lot of racing left to do, but it's been a good start.
Is there a cool factor for you at racing at a place like this?
Yeah, I think I was here 15 years ago, more than that, probably almost 20. Geez, I'm old. probably almost 20 years ago now. Raced a Legends car here. And it was cool then. It was really cool. And I'm not going to lie, the cars were, the track was tight in a Legends car. It's surely snug now. So, but yeah, obviously, you know, through the years, the history of this place, to be back here in a cup car, we all seen the Madhouse show and we know all about what goes down here. I've come up here as a fan, and watched more fingers fly than I thought were actually in the stands. So it's got a lot of character to it, and surely it's making it a lot of fun.
Come here, Jenna.
Jenna Fryer, AP. Chris, how would you describe it? Like, both, not both the racing, but the atmosphere itself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever can remember how being heckled on a track walk in a really long time. So, but I swear this place was, I didn't get it too bad. Most of it was good. I got heckled and found out that was just a friend up there, so he was just messing with me. But, you know, at the to have that many people here for the modified race and to stick around for all of our practice and heat races hours later, it's pretty awesome. You know, we all know the energy and how well this stadium does at putting people up in the bleachers, and I think that they had a crazy day today with modifieds, and obviously we got some races to go to finish out the night, but I'm really excited about tomorrow. It was smooth from where I was at, so I will take that all day every day. Yeah, it was. We watched the first heat, and obviously it was physical. For the second half, so you know, but up front, it was pretty smooth sailing in that one too, right? So yeah, that was. If you can get away, it's not too bad. But we're going to be in a lot more lap traffic too once we get in the race tomorrow.
Thank you. Kind of Jordan Bianchi. Yeah, like that was kind of my question. How important is it to be at the front of the field and away from the fray, if you will, tomorrow?
Yeah, it's just going to set you up to get going right from the get go, right? We're going to be in the back of the field and 15 laps, maybe less. You know, so I think you're always going to be in traffic of some sort, and you know, just having that little bit of gap behind you, hopefully, you know, got to hang on to that to get going. But you know, if you can have just that little bit of breathing room, that'll put you in a lot better spot to where you're just not pinballed around it as much. I haven't seen this one, but just the first heat, some innocent bystanders getting spun out just from, you know, checkups and just the fact that it gets tight out there, gets congested. So, yeah, that's it's definitely the place to be. Puts us in a good spot to just be safer from the get-go.
Go to Reed.
Starwire. Looked like you made pretty substantial gain between first practice and the qualifying run. What accounted for that?
Yeah, we made big changes. Team made really good changes, and just had a game plan coming in. Ran a lot of simulation leading up to this. We don't typically do a ton of preliminary work from me as a driver in the simulator. It's typically a lot more after races, but given my track record at these quarter miles, figured better bite off into that one. So ran a lot more there. Went through all three of our cars and tried to pick out the good and the bad, and our team did a good job at having changes ready so that when we got here and realized we were just way too loose, we were able to make quick adjustments to get in the ballpark. And so our second practice or second session out there, we were able to get on the other side of it, and so we were able to bring that back, and then also just kind of tweak on some braking stuff at the same time, and just got to where it was a whole nother race car for qualifying and for that heat race.
And then we'll end with Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. What is it like with these tires, and what is it going to be like for 200 green flag laps tomorrow night?
Yeah, it was, you watch the qualifying rounds. There were, seen at the beginning, it was, 3-4 laps was the fast lap for the early groups. I think we've seen some cars at lap 10 or 11 maybe was their fast lap, given a, probably just spacing out one or two of those laps. So it changed a little bit through the evening. I believe it's going to be colder yet tomorrow, but I think we're going to get to the point where you're going to chase tire wear. We're going to try and take care of stuff. We tried in the heat race, tried to get a couple car wings out and just kind of conserve from there. And I think it did work. We had something left at the end to be able just to get that little bit of gap. But I would imagine that we are going to see it fall off. I think we just hope that you can control it as a driver. If you can make a difference in that fall off, that's ideal. If we all fall off the same, no matter what you do, then it's hard to make a difference from behind the wheel or as big a difference. But if feel like you can be smart about it and know when to push and make decisions at the right times, that if the tire will react to that, then it'll make comers and goers throughout the evening.
All right, Chris, great job tonight. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, continuing on, we are now joined by the pole sitter for tomorrow night's cookout clash at Bowman Gray Stadium, driver of the number 9 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, Chase Elliott. Great timing. Per earlier, we'll head straight to questions. Oh, yeah. We'll start in the back here with Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Race Face Digital. Chase, you're one of the handful of drivers that came here in what was then a K&N East car. Does anything, if you remember anything from those races, translate to this at all?
No, it's been so long ago, dude. I don't even remember hardly making a lap. It's been lots of laps made since 2012 or whatever it was, which is a good thing. That means we've been racing a lot. So. But no, I kind of had to re-teach myself, I guess, or just kind of get familiar again today, this afternoon. That's kind of how I approached the day and what I was expecting. And, fortunately, it was pretty similar to what I was kind of thinking it was going to be based on the Coliseum and the differences visually, what it looks like from that.
There's going to be more cars on track for the feature tomorrow night, but did we see just how important track position is going to be right off the bat in that heat?
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be tough to win, from third, fourth row. I mean, I think the first couple rows certainly have a massive advantage on the rest of the field. So, obviously, anything can happen. I've been doing this. Y'all been watching long enough to know that anything can happen. I'm well aware of that. But I think just in a normal circumstance of people not, totally crashing each other or whatever, yeah, I certainly would want to be on the first couple rows, and fortunately we are. So we'll, yeah, try to take advantage of that.
Good. Observer.
Good. What's that?
Shane Connick, Show at Observer.
Oh, perfect.
Said my name. So when you get out on the track, the sun goes down, the crowd is as into it and is packed all the way around the venue as it is tonight. What's it like when you get in that car and just experience that atmosphere here?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Everybody was fired up, you know, which is great. And you know, I think that's what they want. And I think it looked like our race got kind of rough, you know, at points in time. And, you know, the crowd reaction reflected that. So I couldn't see it, but I had a pretty good idea that something had happened that was fairly aggressive. So that's why we're here. You know, that's why we're here. It was meant to be. This is what it was meant to be, and I think the crowd and the people that support this racetrack and the modified events here over the years, you know, this is what they want, you know, and I think they're in for a good show. So I'm looking forward to being a part of it, proud of our effort today, and ready to go to work tomorrow. Yep.
All right, any other questions for Chase while we're waiting? All right, Chase, well, thank you for coming in and going tomorrow night.
Y'all enjoy, sorry. I'll leave. Thanks.